Just my thumb's all I got.
I got my own way of talking, but everything is done with a southern accent where I come from.
Hello, welcome to a Six String Hayride podcast, a journey through the world of classic country music with your hosts, Chris Wainscott and Jim O'Malley. We will be covering all of the great topics in country music, from mama to prison, to dancing, to drinking, to guitar picking, to all the crazy deal with the devil, honky-tonking stuff you do on Saturday night, and how you try to get it past your Lord on Sunday morning. So climb aboard the cart, and let's go. In 1988, British musicians, punk rock and country guys, Mark Riley and John Langford, put together a tribute record to Johnny Cash called Till Things Are Brighter. People that love music and other musicians, they know that Johnny is still out there and he's still very capable and very relevant. It's, you know, if you have a bad record company and you're not really in a position to express yourself when you go to make an album that your name's going to be on, you can lose a connection with an audience real quick, and you wind up playing in casinos and county fairs, and you start to lose a chance to connect to a younger audience.
2 years ago, you got a record deal with American Recordings. Could you describe how you met Rick Rubin?
Well, Rick Rubin called my manager, Lou Robin, and said he would like to talk to him about recording me. And Lou invited him to come to a concert. So he came to a concert a few miles south of Los Angeles, and I met him backstage, and we didn't really talk about me recording with him then. We talked about the record business and what I had been doing and what I hadn't been doing, mainly. But he said, I'd like to talk to you again. You know, it was getting late. So he came to another concert, and we sat backstage and talked, and he said, I'd like to record you on American. And I said, what would you do with me that everybody else has tried to do, you know, and couldn't? And he said, well, what would you like to do? He said, that's what I'll do. And I said, well, I would like to just take my guitar and sit down in front of a microphone and sing until I found the songs that I wanted to record and then record them the way that I feel like they should be done.
One, two, three, four.
The lights in the harbor don't shine for me. I'm like a lost ship adrift on the sea. The sea of heartbreak, lost love and loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine, how I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on this sea of tears, sea of heartbreak.
Hello, and welcome to another Six String Hayride album review. This time it is American Number 2, Unchained. This is the second album in the Johnny Cash American Recording Series. This is a real unique thing that Rick Rubin, because of his background, is able to give to Johnny. And because Johnny is put in a position to just sit down and do his thing and tell his stories, that connects with people regardless of age.
You wired me awake and hit me with a hand of broken nails. You tied my lead and pulled my chain to watch my blood begin to boil. But I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break, I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage.
It is his 82nd record overall. It comes out in November of 1996. And this is the next entry in the Rick Rubin, Johnny Cash collaboration. This time, instead of Johnny sitting in a chair all on his lonesome playing guitar, not only do they bring in a backing band, but from Johnny's point of view, they're kind of bringing in the kids, but they bring in Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
For just a minute there, I was dreaming. For just a minute, it was all so real. For just a minute, she was standing there with me.
We also get Marty Stewart playing guitar on about half the record. And then guesting on a track here and there, we get everyone from Flea. Flea, the bass player from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And then we get Lindsey Buckingham and Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac on Sea of Heartbreak.
Sea of Heartbreak. Oh, how did I lose you? Oh, where did I fail? Why did you leave me always the same? This sea of heartbreak, lost love and loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine. How I wish you were mine again, my dear. I'm on this sea of tears, sea of heartbreak.
This album breaks away from the first American album in that it's now Johnny with a band. But this album also breaks away from the first one in that it really focuses on the cover songs. There are two songs that are new versions of things that Johnny had recorded much earlier in his career. Country Boy from 1957.
Country boy, ain't got no shoes. Country boy, ain't got no blues. Well, you work all day while you want to play in the sun and the sand with the faces damp. At the end of the day when your work is done, you ain't got nothing but fun, country boy.
And Mean Eyed Cat from 1960.
I gave my woman half my money at the general store. I said, now buy a little groceries and don't spend no more. But she paid $10 for a 10-cent hat and bought some store-bought cat food for that mean-eyed cat.
And the Heartbreakers just really deliver, you know, it's a natural fit. You can tell they're fans of Johnny's music. You can tell that they really know how to play, and they just kind of slide right in there, and it sounds like they've been playing together for years.
As Tom Petty always said, don't bore us, get to the chorus. This one is released just shy of 2 years after its predecessor. This one's going to see a revamp of the tack taken on the first American record, though. That one, of course, features solo Johnny, but here we have Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers as the house band. The songs are mostly covers, though there are three of Cash's own compositions on there. To me, one of the more important factors about this album is that this is the one that folks are going to run back to a few years down the road after they hear that cover of Hurt. You know, we'll talk about that more when we get to the fourth album in the series, but everybody who really latched onto Johnny at that point, once that song came out, once they started looking at the other work he had done with Rick Rubin, this was the album most people landed on.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca Road when along came a semi with a high end canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca Mac with me, you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
There's really good stories about the making of this album in the Running Down a Dream documentary on Netflix. That's their documentary about Tom Petty. Now, normally when somebody tells you to go watch a 4 hour and 19 minute music documentary, the only proper response is, are you trying to fucking kill me? But here the response really should be, you got it. I watched this thing. I watched it in one sitting. My wife watched it with me. She's a music fan. She loves Tom Petty, but we're not the kind of people to just turn on a 4 hour movie and let it go. This was an exception, though. That's exactly what we did. We turned it on, we watched it straight through. It was incredible.
I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, County, Monterey, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tallapoosa, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake, Crater Lake, the Beach Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Of travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Here we actually do see some changes in the numbers. They drop slightly from the first album. American 1 goes Billboard 110 and Country 23. This one goes Billboard 170 and Country 26. So we're down 60 spots on the Hot 200. We're down 3 spots on the Hot Country albums. So it's a little bit of a step back, but I got to tell you, you know, this is the one that people really do circle back to after they hear American 4, The Man Comes Around. It's not just who is listening or how many are listening. It's where they're listening. And while this one, you know, it really didn't do all that well in the US when it was released comparative to what future albums in the series are going to do, it's remained in the lexicon overall quite nicely because of the product that it is. You know, it was put together so well when it was done that even though the audiences weren't ready, the album was ready for them to embrace once they were.
When the forest burns along the road, like God's eyes in my headlights. When the dogs are looking for their bones, and it's raining ice picks on your steel shore, I'm gonna break. I'm gonna I'm gonna break my rusty cage and run. I'm gonna break my, gonna break my rusty cage and run.
Thank you.
We're on a mission from God.
For some people, small, beautiful events is what life is all about.
Hello, country.
I'd like to remind you to email us at sixstringhayride@yahoo.com. Six is spelled out. You can also search us on Facebook as Six String Hayride. Or what we'd really appreciate you doing is finding us on Patreon under Six String Hayride as well.
Well, folks, thanks again for joining your hosts, Chris Wainscott and Jim O'Malley, on the Six String Hayride Classic Country Podcast. We are here for all of your classic country, rockabilly, early rock and roll, little gospel, little blues, a lot of excellent country music themed recipes. And basically, we are here to keep your musical circle rockin', boppin', and very much unbroken. So thank you for sticking with us. We will see you down the road real soon. And again, whether it's in your home, in your community, wherever it is you do your thing, keep your circle unbroken. Stay well, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
Oh, can the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a bitter home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken by and by, Lord, by and by.
Remember, the Force will be with you always.